Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. We're not going anywhere. We have with us Kelvin Boston, host of MoneyWise Public Television Show. Kelvin, welcome. Great to have you on the air with us.
Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, as they say.
So we know the Associated Black Charities is presenting the MoneyWise Faith and Financial Fitness Empowerment Tour, which you are, and the partnership is a coordination with ABC's Association of Black Charities Faith and Financial Fitness Network. But tell us what's going on.
Well, the MoneyWise Empowerment Tour is a part of a national tour. This year we're going to visit 16 cities. This is our only stop in Baltimore, and we're bringing financial experts from all over the country, along with matching up with local resources, our local banks, our local housing officials, our local employment agencies, and we're bringing them all together so as a community we can do something to help ourselves to get out of this economic mess called the recession. And so we're just so happy that Associated Black Charities, along with John Hopkins and New York Life and others, have seen fit to support this initiative. It's important, I think, Mark, that we have a dialogue in our community about what we can do to help ourselves get through this recession. And the one thing I want to share with you why it's so important to have this discussion, Mark, is because of what's going on in the national political arena, no one is really talking about the economic stress that's happening in Black America. It just came out this week that Black America, because of recession, took the biggest hit. We now know that the median net worth for white Americans is over $100,000, for Hispanic Americans is $7,000, and for African Americans is $4,000. But what I really want your listeners to understand why it's so important that they come out and support this effort, whether you're Black or white, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're young or old, is because you have to listen to the economists. And if you do, Mark, as you do, you know that they're saying that the recession might be over, but the recovery will take 10 years. We can't wait 10 years to do something about double-digit unemployment in Baltimore. We can't wait 10 years to get back our homes and to find real employment and increase our savings and investing. And that's why we want to invite everybody to come and see us on Saturday.
So now, do you know where this is going to be?
Yes, we're going to be at Israel Baptist Church. It's located at 1220 North Chester Street. And you can register online by going to www.moneywise.tv or call Associated Black Charities at 410-695-40 and hit extension 1207.
Now, you're going to have, what I understand, you're going to have workshops, people coming in with you, experts on avoiding foreclosures, mortgage scams, reducing debts, increasing savings, financial planning, buying an REO home, which you can describe to us, starting a small business, investing online. So this is going from 9 to 4 p.m., and your seminars are free and are open to everybody, correct?
Yes, it is. The other thing, in addition to those workshops, we're also bringing in Ken Brown from Detroit, Michigan. Here's a young man who had no formal education, yet he ended up owning 3 McDonald's and became a multimillionaire when he was under the age of 40. He wants to come and share his story with the young people here in the city of Baltimore. We have Robert Ferguson coming all the way from L.A. to talk with the people about how they can be healthy and eat the right things, and because you got to connect health with wealth. And so it's just so happy that we have him. We have Deborah Owens. We have, of course, Diane Bell McCoy. So my point, Mark, is we want people to know that we bring in national speakers and authors, and we connect them with the local resources so that you really have an empowering seminar. And then also, Mark, we match everyone with a local nonprofit that they can then work with to take advantage and implement whatever financial goals or plans that they have.
So when people come here, I mean, this really is for the for everyday citizens, for ordinary working people, to
yes.
come in and take control, try to at least get some of the skills to begin to take control of their financial lives.
Mark, one of the unique things about our seminar is these type of events happen all over the country, all the time, but rarely do they happen in the Black community at a Black church, and that's free. It would normally cost you about $300 to attend this type of event with these type of speakers and resources. But we understand what time it is. We understand it's important for us to have this discussion and to bring these resources to our community. And that's why we're doing it. And, Mark, we're finding people who show up with $50,000, sometimes $200,000 in cash, African-Americans looking for someone to help them, to guide them and to how they should plan their money because they don't know where to go these days. And so we bring those resources. We know we're going to have Merrill Lynch there. We're going to have different banks and financial institutions there because we need to connect people with the right resources. On the other hand, we have people who are looking for jobs. So we're going to be talking to people about how to find jobs in the 21st century. And this is the only type of tour like this in the country. We're so happy that we can be here in Baltimore. I live in Baltimore, but I rarely get a chance to stay in Baltimore because I'm on the road all the time. You know?
So, but when you say what you just said, just talk about that for just a minute more about, it's very hard to find a really good paying job. I mean, it's so hard. So how does something like this even help that?
Well, for one thing, we have to understand, and we're happy that one of the organizations that works with us is the National Association of African American Human Resource Professionals. I didn't know there was such a group. But Carl Jefferson, the president, is flying in from Atlanta, and he does a great seminar on how to find a job in the 21st century. The first thing we want people to understand, Mark, is that if you have lost your job and you're over 45, more than likely that job is gone forever. And what we found is that people come to our seminars and find out that, number one, today 50% of the jobs are found online. So if you're not online, if you're not a part of what they call LinkedIn, you are what? Locked out. And so we share that type of information so people begin to understand, oh, that's what, you know, the way we used to find jobs, is that no longer works. But it's that type of information that we have to bring to people. We're also going to have, I believe we have 7 of these, that organization members going to be there to look at people's resumes, share what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong. It's all free. It's going to be there on Saturday. And then also you can begin to talk to people. Again, these are all people who are actually director of human resources department. Talk to them about, oh, what skill do I really need or what are you looking for? We have to bring these things into our community.
So
there are jobs, but the skill set, it may not be there. So we have to have an honest discussion about being retrained.
So, Kelvin, let me just one more time before we have to roll to make sure we know people how to get in touch with us and where it is. Go ahead.
Yes, it's going to be this Saturday from 8 to 4 at Israel Baptist Church, 1220 North Chester Street. And, again, you can register online at www.moneywise.tv or call 410-659-40 extension 1207.
And remind you all, this is the Associated Black Charities. This is pleased to present the Money Wise Faith and Financial Fitness Empowerment Tour. This partnership is a contribution, continuation of the Associated Black Charities Faith and Financial Fitness Network. We're talking to Kelvin Boston, who is the host of the Money Wise TV series. Kelvin, thanks so much. Looking forward to you stepping back into Baltimore on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having us.
Take care.
All right. Bye bye.
So we're going to take a brief break, come back and hit traffic, and then we're going to be joined by city council members to talk about what happened. Stay with us.